Chopping, blending, frying, sizzling, and mixing. These sounds serve as the background music to the Chavez family as they make dinner together. Connie Chavez, a single mother of four, decided to make dinner a priority for her family. It serves up not only a tasty meal, but also meaningful family time.
My name is Connie Chavez, and I'm a single mother of four kids. Catherine is my oldest. She's 19. And then I have Taylor, who's 16, Logan, who's 13, and Claire, who's 10. And our life is busy and chaotic and crazy sometimes, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Cooking for me is something that I really enjoy and doesn't take a lot of mental energy. It's just something that, like, I love. One of the things that we love to eat is Mexican food. I like to make stuff from scratch, which in the end, I mean, being a single mom, in retrospect, I'm like, I really wish they'd eat some frozen food. But
okay, I'm Catherine Chavez. I'm the oldest of four. I'm 19 years old. We've always cooked with my mom for however, when I was a baby. We used to like want to pull up a chair and like stir things and all that kind of stuff. So that was really helpful when I went up to school because I was like the only one in my apartment who could make a meal. And now that I've been home, I like being in the kitchen while my mom is cooking because that's like the one time that we get to talk about our days and like, I don't know, it just ends up being this huge conversation about like life almost every time and it's fun.
2 cups of liquid. Did you put your veggies in? No, veggies are first. You gotta kind of stir fry them too.
Well, I'm not done putting.
Oh yeah, Claire, you can give your. In my experience raising my kids, they like to be with their mom. They like to show mom what they're doing and what's like taking your attention from them. And so, a lot of times I'd have that thought in my mind like, I'm in my own little world doing this task, and they're like, hey, Mom. And I'd be like, oh, I need to do my task. But with cooking, I loved having them with me. And so if they were underfoot, I was like, why wouldn't I get them a chair and have them be engaged with me?
When I'm in the kitchen with my mom and family, it is just like the happiest I think that we are. It's one thing that we all are really connected. We like all love to eat, obviously, and we all really do like to cook. So it is fun to be in there because everyone just seems to be happy.
We have lived in many different homes. I've moved like 20 different times and had all kinds of kitchens. But mostly, you know, spacious enough for us to work well together. We had to reduce down, and I've found that it doesn't matter what your kitchen looks like, how big it is. What matters is like the time spent in there and what comes out of it. We all cram in there. They find their place because it's something that they want to do.
Yeah, we are just really connected in there, and it's the one time that we all can open up and like really get to know each other. I think it's like the one time we kind of say everything that's going on in our life and everything that's on our mind, and so we really get to know each other and like grow closer, and it always seems to happen in the kitchen.
This should be your happy dance.
No! You guys are just trying to embarrass me now. No. This is really like something I shouldn't do. They videotaped me when I didn't know about it. It was not good.
Like, she had, we have to get her to.
No, it's. I don't even know what it is. I don't know what they're talking about. I can't remember.
My name is Taylor Chavez, and I'm 16 years old. I can remember just like always being in the kitchen, like licking the spoon or whatever. Like, if when I couldn't like cook for myself, like I would lick the spoon or I'd be there like assisting. And on Sundays, we always used to make nachos together. And now we've actually changed a little bit. We kind of do like spinach dip and chips. But yeah, we like, and Mexican's like number one. Like, we love Mexican food. So I just always remember like making stuff like that with everyone. I always like feel like I have something to say to her, and I like am really close to my mom, so I feel like when she's in the kitchen, she's most relaxed, most like willing to listen, because she does do a lot of stuff and she has a lot of responsibilities, but I feel like she listens to me and she's like doing something she loves, but she's also like connecting with me in that way. And like, so I think it's like one of her best talents. And so she shares it with us and like is able to like build bonds with us that way.
I'm Logan Chavez. I'm 13. And when I'm talking to my mom when we're cooking, I usually feel really calm and like open and just like it's easy to talk to her. I feel like I tell her more things than I usually would when we're cooking together.
So what about getting a math tutor, bud? You need to like kind of stretch yourself a little bit. I think math 8 isn't really stretching yourself. You have to reach as high as you can. You don't want to stay where you're at so that when you go to the next grade, you're that much farther along rather than just staying where you're comfortable, right?
But you're smart.
You can totally do it. I have every faith in you.
I feel like when I'm talking to her, I feel like really loved and she cares. Like she's not just talking to me because I'm talking to her. She wants to know what I do and like at school and like how I'm feeling.
There were times when I just wish I could get it done myself, but I always felt like it was so valuable that they even wanted to be in there with me. How could I like squash their little desire to be in there with me? And so I had times where I'd be like, I have to remind myself it doesn't matter how messy it is. It matters about like the time that we spend together. I always felt like they wanted to be with me, and moms, you know, have to do all this stuff all day long, so why not have them involved in those things? And the benefits of it now, I can start to see how that was really valuable to start those things when they were young. You know, I'm kind of reaping the benefits of what we started almost 20 years ago.
My mom has done a really good job of like being a hard worker. She has made a really strong effort to make sure that we have stability. And in our lives for a while, it was hard to do that. It was hard to be stable. We didn't have really anything to cling to, and she always made it a point to make sure that we had family time.
So going through what I've been through, I would sometimes feel very empty. I kind of like my whole plan for life had been derailed, and like, now what? And these experiences with my kids would be the things that would fill me up. It's like stepping out into the sunshine after being in the dark. It just fills you up. It warms your soul. I just felt like these are the things that matter.
To see the Chavezes in action, log on to MormonChannel.org to watch the Happy Families video, a Mormon Channel original series brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.